What's up, everybody? This is the Weird Story Bro podcast, and we're going to talk about weird stories. And I'm the bro, I guess. My name's Big Nate, and I hope you enjoy this. But before we jump into this podcast today, let's have a word about our sponsor, Anchor. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. I'm a little late this week, but better late than never, right? I've got a pretty cool story I want to share with you guys that I think you'll find as weird and interesting as I do. So, without further ado, we're going to get into the story of a girl named Gypsy Rose. Now, life can be tough, and this story is proof of that very statement. But in today's story, we're going to learn about a very, well, like I said earlier, weird event that happened on this wonderful mud ball we live on, and it revolves around this girl named Gypsy Rose, who had a rough way to go in life, and as time went on, it only got harder and, well, like I said, weirder. Gypsy lived most of her life wheelchair-bound and labeled with several diseases. Cancer, muscular dystrophy, eyesight problems, head problems, like with the mind. You know, you name it, all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, literally, et cetera, et cetera. And so she was riddled with many different diseases and just seemed to have a rough way to go. And not only that, she was wheelchair bound. Her mother, Dee Dee, took care of her in every way possible. Many would see the two and they would see the perfect mother-daughter combo because Dee Dee was so caring and took care of Gypsy in every way that she could. That's why it completely shocked the world when one day Dee Dee was found dead and Gypsy absent from their home. So before we get into that, though, let's dial it back to the beginning. You see, Gypsy was born on July 27th, 1991 in Gold Meadow, Louisiana, to Dee Dee and Rod Blanchard. Now, Dee Dee split with Rod soon after this and became a single mom. She claimed Rod was a druggie, and she didn't want anything to do with him and didn't want her daughter to have anything to do with him. So, yeah, there's that. So she split it off, and Dee Dee was now a single parent, and she was very protective of Gypsy, and she ended up taking Gypsy to see several doctors and specialists for a lot of the issues that she was seeing in her daughter. Gypsy was special and fragile. So she constantly tried to get her the help that she needed. She was just, you know, when you look at the situation, she was doing all that she could for her daughter. Now, when Gypsy was 8 years old, going to fast forward just a little bit, she had an accident that changed everything for her, even more so than what was going on now. While sitting on her grandfather's motorcycle, she lost her balance and fell off, and she suffered a blow to the knee, and this would be detrimental for her, so to speak. It'd be a big deal, let me put it that way. And after a trip to the hospital, Dee Dee made the difficult decision to have Gypsy placed in a wheelchair. So now she's gone to a place where she can't even walk in her life. And so now that Gypsy has yet another condition to deal with, Dee Dee decides to relocate because no one's taking Gypsy's condition seriously in her family. She wants to protect her daughter because obviously she's got a lot of things she's dealing with and she thinks that she needs to separate. And so they decide to move to a different apartment, albeit not a very nice apartment, but the best that she could get. And this apartment was closer to New Orleans. And so they made ends meet there through Gypsy's disability checks and the child support that was sent from Gypsy's father, Rod. So, when Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, the two moved to Missouri and things took off for Gypsy. It seemed like a bad event led to a good thing. And so when they moved to Missouri, Habitat for Humanity stepped in. They took an interest in Gypsy's case, and they funded a project to build a home for Gypsy and her mother to live in. Even had a hot tub in it. Then the Make-A-Wish Foundation even stepped in, and they sponsored trips to Disneyland for the pair. And then they even set it up where Gypsy could meet Miranda Lambert after a concert. So it seemed like Gypsy had a long run of bad things in her life, but things were starting to turn and go in a more positive direction. But Gypsy was starting to get tired of her mother's way of treating her. She was very overprotective and smothering. True, Gypsy was dealing with a lot of stuff, obviously, but she was getting older, and once she had gotten into her teen years, she wanted to be more independent. She's a rebellious teenager. So, Dee Dee began having a hard time dealing with Gypsy. On top of all the diseases, you know, Gypsy now began to show some mental issues to her mother. She would say things that didn't add up at all. In Gypsy's mind, you know, from Dee Dee looking at her, you know, it seemed like in Gypsy's mind, she was beginning to think differently about her life, and to the point where she believed she wasn't sick, and that she was even older than 14 years old. And so her mother was like, whoa, you know, there must be something going on. Either the medicine or there's mental issues now, you know, just one hit after the other. And so it just seemed that Gypsy had the worst luck with being healthy. And so it went from a physical thing now to where there seems to be some kind of mental problem that's going on. So she's having a hard time. Dee Dee's having a hard time dealing with Gypsy with all these different things happening. And then on top of all that, Gypsy began to venture online and chat with people all over the place. And in 2012, while online, Gypsy met a 23-year-old named Nicholas. I'm going to butcher this, and I'm not going to use his last name the rest of this show, but I believe it was Gojohn, or Gojohn. Either way, his name's Nicholas. So he's 23 years old, and she meets him online, and they begin chatting. And even though Nicholas had a little bit of a shady past that was filled with indecent exposure, that didn't deter Gypsy from dating him. And so they begin an online relationship. And so Gypsy kind of had to keep this a secret, right? Because Dee Dee was way too overprotective. And so she would have to time out her. And I guess she was very good at this because Dee Dee never really found out about Nicholas, to my knowledge, and nothing that I read. But she kept it a secret and picked certain times of the day where she could chat with Nicholas online. And so they kept the whole relationship a secret thing. And when Gypsy met Nicholas, it just opened up a whole other world of different things. They had a lot in common, but, you know, Gypsy was getting older and she was getting very interested in sex. And so the two began to talk about it quite a bit online, even role played in a way. And so they decided to meet up. And so Dee Dee, when she took Gypsy to a movie, Gypsy had staged it to where Nicholas was going to show up secretly. And when he showed up, Gypsy went to the bathroom, and so did Nicholas. And by the way, Dee Dee has no idea that he's there. And they did, well, I don't have to say it. You know what they did. So after this, they leave and didn't get caught. So I have to give it to these guys. They're slick. They definitely were plotters and planners. So Dee Dee and Nicholas became closer and closer, and the thing is, though, if you viewed their messages back and forth and the things they were talking about, you could tell that something was just a bit off about Nicholas. And so the two wanted to be together, but Dee Dee was a problem because she wouldn't allow this older boy and you know, this online relationship and the way that she coddled and was very protective of Gypsy. Dee Dee was afraid to let her date anybody, and let alone some guy on the internet, right? And so she was going to be a problem. And the reason that I say you could tell something was off about Nicholas during these messages was because something sinister and dark was happening between Gypsy and him. One of the topics they would talk about is how they were going to get rid of Dee Dee. And the way they decided to rid themselves of her, the conclusion they came to was to murder her. That was the only way that they could be together. I'm sorry, guys. A truck just passed by and a car. Sorry about that. I'm doing the best I can. So, onward with the show. So one night in June in the year 2015, the two had been chatting up to this point about this plan to murder Dee Dee, and this was the night it would be brought to fruition. Gypsy helped Nicholas sneak into the house by unlocking the back door, I believe, and telling him how to creep in and without making a sound because the door creaked. And she went to her room and waited, so her part was to unlock the door. And when Nicholas went in, he snuck into Dee Dee's room and he stabbed her 17 times in the back, and obviously that killed her. The two then fled to Wisconsin, which is where Nicholas was from, and it only took a few days later for the police to track them down. Now, here's the interesting thing. Police found, when they continued to investigate the home, that, you know, prior to locating Gypsy and Nicholas, there was something that what was really, really odd in this whole scenario was that Gypsy had left all her wheelchairs and medical necessities behind. So when they caught up to the two and found where they were, Gypsy was no longer in a wheelchair anymore and seemed like a completely normal person. And then the full story came out. You see, Gypsy was never sick. Dee Dee had made up the whole thing. Every disease she had labeled Gypsy with wasn't true. It even came out that Gypsy was indeed older than what her mother had said. When Gypsy was 21 years old, her mother had told everybody that she was only 14. So pretty much every aspect of Gypsy's life that was told to the public by Dee Dee was a complete lie. It even turned out that Rod, the dad, he was actually a pretty decent guy. And he truly cared for Gypsy. He was not a drug head, and he was not a terrible guy. And so it turned out that everything Dee Dee was saying was just a complete lie. Rod actually cared for Gypsy, and he, like I said, sent child support and did the best he could to help him and wanted contact with her, but he got limited contact with her because of Dee Dee, and she had lied to Gypsy about her dad. Now, I'm not saying that murder is right at all, so they are definitely wrong for what they did, but I think you can see maybe a little bit as to why Gypsy was so extreme in trying to get away from Dee Dee. She had been abused, basically, by her mother all these years and lied to, told that she had leukemia. Her mother had shaved her head for years and years and years to make it look like she was losing her hair. Gypsy wasn't in on this whole ruse that her mom had brought to the public. And granted, her mom might have had a mental illness herself and had lied just because that's really what she wanted it to be like. But I think it might have been a scam. But either way, Gypsy was just as much a victim in this scenario as well. And like I said, I'm not justifying murder, but I hope maybe with that being said, you can kind of see why they jumped to this extreme. Because it seems kind of odd for a sheltered girl like this to jump to something this drastic. But after years and years and years of her mom's abuse and being lied to, Gypsy found out the truth about herself. She even said she could feel like she had feeling in her legs and didn't understand. Like, she knew she could walk, but her mom insisted that she stay in this wheelchair. And so little things would come out over time, and Gypsy finally came to the conclusion, or finally figured it out, that she was not a teenager, that she was older, and that her mom had lied about everything, that she didn't have all these illnesses, and she was a completely normal girl. So when all that got brought into account, it really affected the way that the court case went. Gypsy ended up getting a lighter sentence because her mother was labeled as a child abuser for all the years she had treated Gypsy as a sick child. And so Gypsy was sentenced to 10 years in jail. But Nicholas, you know, for, I believe, second degree murder. But Nicholas was sentenced to life for first degree murder because he was the one that indeed, did the actual stabbing and everything else. And so they kind of took it lighter on Gypsy because of her situation, but Nicholas didn't really have an excuse in his area. And like I said, not giving an excuse, full disclaimer for all the woke people, not giving an excuse for murder. They were both definitely wrong for this. So you can argue without me about whether Gypsy should have got a harsher sentence or how it wasn't fair or whatever. But in a 2018 interview, Gypsy claims that she's sorry for the role that she played in killing her mother, but said that she felt freer than ever in jail because now she could be herself and she knew exactly who she was and wasn't held back by her mother and all the lies she had told for all those years. So that's the story of Gypsy Rose. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you tune in for the next one. I'll try to get another video on time next week. But either way, I hope you enjoy this, and God bless and take it easy.